this man. What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday. Weather is getting worse for millions tonight and to start the work week tomorrow. It's already been a great challenge through most of the day today to the northeast. But all the ice storm warnings are now canceled, though thousands of flights are also canceled for tomorrow. Here's the problem. The latest Pacific storm sweeping across the country is slowing down, and a new coastal low is forming over the Atlantic near Boston, able to generate more snow back into the region for Monday. Heaviest snows from the wild of Pennsylvania into the Green Mountains of Vermont. And that means only a half an inch of snow in New York City, but Boston has a winter weather advisory for 3 to 6 inches of snow. And all the areas inland from the coast are under winter storm warning tonight, for over a foot of snow possible tomorrow and gusty winds creating near blizzard conditions. Winter storm warnings are continuing tonight in the upper Midwest too. More locally heavy snowfall and a rarity for this region. Many school districts are closed tomorrow. Plus, there are still winter problems out west. Heavy snow crossing the Sierra Nevada, portions of Oregon, lots of advisories, hazardous travel. However, this will improve tomorrow. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, coming up, we're going to have the latest update on the curse of Oak Island, plus drive-through brew. What happened at the holidays at the drive-through brew? And the story of Aunt Martha and the one word she said that ruined Thanksgiving. A story known throughout the Northeast. WPHT in Philadelphia, WSB in Atlanta, KMBZ in Kansas City. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. I mentioned those very specific cities because we will have complete weather from John Weatherby for you coming up throughout the evening. There's nothing else on the radio now. Nothing. That's why they gave me a show. They said, well, if he wants to work on Sunday nights, okay. I mean, it's really up to him. Did you feel it? This Thanksgiving weekend, did you experience it? Oh, yeah, I'm live. 8 minutes past the hour. Did you experience it this Thanksgiving weekend? There you were with your current family, and you were surrounded by general happiness. Now, maybe you were doing some charity work. Maybe you were helping others. Maybe you were the charity, and you were accepting help. But you were surrounded by people who cared about the moment. And there you were. There you were. You were looking at the person you were with, Skippy, Joy, Jane, whatever your preference was. Like Billy D. Williams, did you announce that you were gender fluid? No, Billy D. Williams of Star Wars fame announced this weekend that he was gender fluid. Perhaps you've announced that you are gender fluid. Regardless, you're surrounded by turkey and mashed potatoes and stuffing, and you're enjoying the Thanksgiving holiday. And there's that din, that ambient din, that comes with all dinners with a lot of people. Did you feel that? You were there. You were in the middle of it. And then for 1 second, just for 1 second, you were pulled out of the moment and put onto this other plane. This other level of experience, this other level of thought, a different dimension from where you were. And you thought, wait a minute, why am I here? How did I get here? I'm not where I thought I would be at this age and this time. Yes, it's a nice house, it's a nice church, a nice synagogue, community center. I'm happy to be here. These people seem very pleasant, but this is not what I imagined. What I imagined was very different from my life at this time. What I imagined for my life at this time was that I would be in Bermuda for Thanksgiving, being served Thanksgiving by British people. In Bermuda, they speak British. I'd be in Thanksgiving in Bermuda with British people. And I'd be with my wife, Anna Kendrick. My real wife, Anna Kendrick, and I would be at Thanksgiving in Bermuda. That's where I'm supposed to be. That's how we're supposed to be. And we're not there. Why aren't we there? Why aren't we there? Well, let me help you. If you're thinking about that, if you're imagining that you're supposed to be with Anna Kendrick in Bermuda, let me tell you what that would be like. You go to Bermuda, there you are with Anna Kendrick, instead of where you went this Thanksgiving, a whole different scenario, entirely different thing. And let me tell you what would happen. You would feel that itch in your ear, that constant itch you've got in your ear, it'd be there in Bermuda. That right foot you've got that's always kind of annoying you, it would still be there. And Anna Kendrick, much like your wife or your boyfriend, also would be saying annoying things. That's it is. Because what you must remember at all times, my friend, that wherever you go, there you are. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. I don't scream at the Democrats, but we do have a big show tonight. I have no idea why you guys are putting those things on the screen. Like the things which you're typing on the screen there, those are things for you to handle. Why would you tell me those things? What? Okay, take that down. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. You and I can talk about the angst of Thanksgiving, the experience and the suffering that you had to deal with this Thanksgiving. That's what we're going to talk about. Plus, coming up, Walter's favorite things. You know about Ellen's favorite things and Oprah's favorite things? Well, this is Walter's favorite things. Later on tonight, I'm not going to tell you when, but later on tonight, for calling in, discussing a few secret topics, you will be able to win some of Walter's favorite things. Do any other talk show hosts do that for you? No, they do not. No, they do not. It's 13 past the hour. Hey, guys, take that crap off the board. It's confusing the hell out of me. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. Something happened that never happens in commercial radio. What I'm about to tell you is stunning and amazing and strange. You ready? I said to my business partner, Craig Kitchen, I said, Craig, I use the CBD salve. I use this product on my thumbs. And it works. It takes away the pain of my thumbs, which I get from typing a lot. It's not arthritis or anything like that, but I needed something to take away the aches and pains of my thumbs. And I got CBD salve, and I put it on, and you know what? It took away the pain. Okay, that never happens. And I got excited, and I said to my business partner, I said, would you please get them as an advertiser? I said that to him a month ago, and unlike a traditional sales department, which does nothing, CBD oil and CBDDistillery.com became part of the Sterling on Sunday family, and they start tonight, and I could not be happier. CBDDistillery.com. They make products that take away pain. It's amazing. They may offer the health benefits of marijuana, but without the high. CBD is 100% legal and requires no prescription when you shop at CBDistillery.com. Did you hear what I said? CBDistillery.com. I started using this product, the salve, on my thumb, and it actually took away the day-to-day pain that I had in my thumb, in the joints of my thumb. That's why I said, would you please get CBD Distillery to be part of the show? And they did. That never happens. The bottom line, if you haven't tried CBD for whatever your health concerns or for long-term wellness, you need to check it out. Where you get CBD products is crucial. Rely on CBDistillery.com for their quality control, independent lab tests, and nearly 250,000 customers. Get health concerns? You owe it to yourself to see what CBD can do for you. Go to cbdistillery.com and enter Ready Walter. What happens then? You get 20% off. Enter Walter for 20% off at cbdistillery.com. CB Distillery. I get the CBD salve, but there's also CBD oil. You just put it on the surface of your skin wherever you're in pain, wherever it bothers you, and the pain goes away. It disappears. That was my experience. Yes, my personal testimonial is that CBD products took away my pain. Right. Well, think about it. What's annoying you? Your hand, your foot, your ankle, your elbow. What's annoying you right now? I'm a huge fan of CBD. Get the products that are 100% legal with the benefits of marijuana without the high. CBDDistillery.com. Enter the promo code Walter for 20% off. This is Sterling Unsung. All right, guys, take off the first two calls because we're not going to go to them. I'm mystified as to why they're up there, but I'd like to talk to you. The reason I do the show is to talk to you at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Coming up, we have Bad College Radio Plus. What's this? We have Bad College Radio Plus. We have an update on the Curse of Oak Island. And I have I heard about an interesting theory about the Jeffrey Epstein case, something I don't normally talk about on a Sunday night, like who needs that, but man alive, it is a bizarro case. Dustin in Spokane, I'm guessing. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Dustin.
Good. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're on the air.
I just wanted to, you know, wish you a happy holiday and say I'm a new listener and that I love the show. You know, gets me through my work night on Sundays.
Where do you listen? Where do you listen? What station do you listen on?
For me, it would be 100.7.
In what city?
Spokane, Washington.
It is such a privilege to be on in Spokane. You know what's unusual about this radio show, Dustin? It's really very unusual, is that we're on 100% live everywhere. People listening in Philadelphia, people listening in Spokane. If you're listening right now, you're here. Everybody's hearing the same thing. How cool is that?
Now, it's crazy. I like it, though. I was just browsing through one day, and then on a Sunday, and I heard you playing, and I just listened to everything that you were talking about, and I really enjoy it. I really do.
I'd like you to do something for me. I would like you to take you have a cell phone with a camera in it?
Yes.
Take a picture of whatever you're looking at right now and email it to me.
Okay.
A Sterling snap and send it to waltermsterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail, a Sterling snap. Thank you so much for the call. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Coming up tonight, we have Bad College Radio. We have an amazing story about the woman who voices The Usual Edition for us. It's a great holiday story. The woman who voices The Usual Edition for us is a woman named Randy Thomas, an incredibly talented voiceover actress. And we're going to learn her story. This is a great story. Plus, I will have for you the story of Aunt Martha and the one word that ruined Thanksgiving. She ruined it with one word, and that's not easy to do. All right, my number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Plus, coming up, my screener's all screwed up. Plus, coming up, Walter's favorite things. Now, you've seen these annoying episodes with Oprah's favorite things and Ellen's favorite things. And why are those annoying episodes? Those are annoying episodes because there are 200 people sitting in the studio audience, 199 people sitting in the studio audience who have done nothing but come in from out of the cold. They sit there and they're handed valuable gifts. They have done nothing to earn those things. Plus, you and I, we don't have a lot of money. And we see Ellen's guests getting free gifts for sitting in the audience, I have a little bit of resentment. It's like when you watch those food shows, those cooking shows where they cook on TV. And they're usually fat people cooking, and they're making flambés. They're always making flambés and risottos. You and I have no idea how to make risotto. We have no idea. But there they are on these television sets, these overpaid fat people cooking things for each other. And then they cook it, and then they put it in each other's mouth, and they go, "Oh, my God, that's incredible. Doesn't that taste amazing?" And they go, "Yes, that tastes amazing." Meanwhile, I'm sitting there with ShopRite chicken. I'm sitting there with Giant Eagle, Kroger, roasted chicken, which has to last me for 4 days. They're on TV, fat people feeding each other high calories, and then at some point they say something insane like, "Well, you know, I know you're a vegan." "Well, I'm not a vegan, really. I'm a vegetarian." And then they argue over who's a vegan and who's a vegetarian. That's really not a debate that I want any part of. I don't want any part of that. But there they are, fat people feeding each other. Why would I want that? Things that annoy me on TV. I watched a couple things. Did you watch that morning show on Apple TV with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon? And there you are imagining Reese Witherspoon's breasts at the age of 22. That was the last time we saw them. There's Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston pretending to be anchors on a morning show that looks an awful lot like the Today Show, right? And they're arguing over whether or not men are bad. Arguing over whether or not men are bad. Then I watched The Irishman. Did you watch that? I watched the first 20 minutes of it, and I'm like, oh, this is like Gangs of New York as a spaghetti Western. Did you see the Gangs of New York? It was like 15 years ago, Scorsese's movie about New York City, Lower Manhattan, about 1880. It was a tableau. And now this is a 3.5-hour tableau about the mafia that, I swear, it tells us nothing new. I only got through a half hour of it. And then the other thing I saw, what was the movie about Sharon Tate and the Manson murders, that movie? I watched that. I watched that all the way through. Now, that was interesting because I got to see Amber Heard as Sharon Tate. That was pretty good. And Quentin Tarantino had a fantasy ending. It really had no relationship to reality, but it was a fantasy ending. That was pretty good. Interesting editing. It's the last movie like that he'll ever make. It was the most indulgent movie I ever saw. But then, because I'm with the kid, right? I have a 7-year-old daughter. The 7-year-old daughter and I are sitting there on Thanksgiving morning, and we're looking at the Thanksgiving Day Parade. And all I keep thinking about is 2 years ago, it was Matt Lauer's last Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's all I could think about. Shame on me. But I'm like, this is Matt Lauer's last Thanksgiving Day Parade. Well, I'm sitting there, and the kid surprised me. Celine Dion, they did a pre-produced piece with Celine Dion from the night before, and I was amazed that the 7-year-old was watching it, and finally she said, "Wow, she's really good." Amazed me. The other thing that amazed me was that once the balloon started coming, the 7-year-old said, "I want to see the balloons. No more talking. No more talking." Oh my God, the amount of inserts, the amount of product placement, the amount of talking in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, unnecessary. Could we get a clean feed of that parade? Wouldn't it be great if we could just see the balloons? Why do I have to hear all this talking? Why can't I just get the balloons? Why can't I just see the balloons? And then what, two of them crush somebody? Wasn't there crushing problems? I don't know. It's an amazing feat. You ever been in New York City to see? You got to go see it. But don't see it on the street. Make friends with somebody who has an office that overlooks 5th and 6th Avenue. See it from that. That's what you want to see. Now, here's something that stumps me. Bill Cosby takes aim at mainstream media outlets via Thanksgiving Day tweets. Bill Cosby is yelling at mainstream media, saying he's the victim of a conspiracy to get him. He's 81 years old. He's still in prison. He's still in high security prison in Philadelphia area. And he's sending out tweets. I didn't think they could send out tweets from a high security prison, a maximum security prison. How is he sending out tweets? How does that work? I didn't think they could do that. I know that I don't want Bill Cosby to send out tweets. We've had all we need from Bill Cosby, right? We don't need anything else from Bill Cosby. Now, get lined up. Because in just moments, we're going to have Walter's favorite things. Ellen has her favorite things that she just hands out to people in the audience. Oprah had her favorite things. And aren't we done with her now? Shouldn't she be done? Aren't we done with Oprah? Isn't she retired? No, but every year she comes up with favorite things. I would think it's done, time to be done with Oprah. This year, it's Walter's favorite things. Now, wouldn't it be great to sell that? No, that didn't happen. But we're going to have Walter's favorite things. If you listen to my show, you'll know what some of them must be. And I'm going to tell you how to get a free Christmas gift from Sterling on Sunday. What could be better than that? A free Christmas gift from Sterling on Sunday. Line up for your free gifts. The way you get to play in Walter's favorite things is you call 888-688-WALT. When you call in, I will let you participate in a talk radio topic. You'll be able to share your thoughts. And then at the end of our conversation, which won't be long, I'm telling you now, won't be long, you will discover which one of Walter's favorite things will be shipped to you. Free shipping! Which one of Walter's favorite things will be shipped to you? Now think about what's on the radio dial right now. There's the Annuity and You show. There's the cryptocurrency show. There's the Best of Dead Plant show. There's the annoying sports playoff that you don't care about show. What could be better than this? It's live on a Sunday night and a chance for you to win one of Walter's favorite things. Line up now. My number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. And did you see my Trevor Lawrence this weekend? 65-yard pass, and I know nothing about football and don't care, but I know a star. And when Clemson starts to actually treat him like a star, it's going to be unbelievable. It's a big show we got for you tonight. 888-688-WALT. Get in now for one of Walter's favorite things. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather with what to expect for the first week of December. The pattern may in fact get quiet for a couple of days, but the focus is tomorrow and the snow tomorrow, reaching from northeast Tennessee up to New Hampshire, ice in the Ohio Valley and southeast Pennsylvania, heaviest snows up to Vermont, and the latest Pacific storm will be weakening, rain San Francisco, snow Nevada and Oregon into Idaho. Tuesday snows for Maine, lake effect snows into lower Michigan, and it's the wet season Central California. Wednesday, the lake effect snows really expand on gusty northwest winds from Ohio, PA, and New York State. And that Pacific rain gets jump-started Wednesday, expanding rains across Southern California, Arizona, snow in the Great Basin, and Utah. And that's the focus on the end of the week. Though this event will be much smaller, with less rain and snow, the heaviest from the Gulf to New England on Friday. Then more cold in the center of the country, and a new Pacific storm up and down the I-5 corridor on Friday, ready to head east next weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour, all night on Sterling on Sunday.
One thing you gotta love about college radio, the experimentation. You never know quite what you're going to get. Maybe a fake cooking show on the air? Yeah, we did that a lot. Anyway, we're gonna tune into some really bad examples coming up on Bad College Radio here on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. A dandy sailor lost his brooch. And guess who found it? Gary Drayton. More details to come later tonight on your Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT, Walter M. Sterling. Sunday night. Can you believe it? We finally made it. We got out of that weekend and it's just us. It's just us. What an incredible relief that we no longer have to be with those relatives. But guess what? Relatives are all around us this weekend. They're all around us at any given time. And what does that mean? It means that at any given time, you might say, I wish I could get out of this. And I have a gift for you. My gift for you is a free pass. It's a free pass that lets you get out of an obligation with your family. A free pass to not have to deal with your relatives. There are other talk show hosts who give a lot of bloated opinions. Not me. I'll give you a physical pass. That means you won't have to deal with your family for the holiday. Wouldn't that be incredible? In order to do that, look at that. In order to do that, wow, you have to guess the mystery voice. When you call in, you guess the mystery voice. You could win a free pass to not have to deal with your relatives. Now, I have a much bigger problem, guys. My soundboard crashed. And holy crow, look at that. Wowee. Well, I want to give you Walter's favorite things. You know what let's do? Let's take the Velo Hool report of the Curse of Oak Island, his update on the Curse of Oak Island, while I work in the mines here to fix the audio situation we've got. Here's Velo Hool's report on the Curse of Oak Island.
Many people don't realize that the sailors of old were men. Men were on these ships, delivering things all over the world. Ladies not allowed, a lot like Oak Island. Well, somebody had to be a dandy on the boat, and that was the dandy sailor. And the dandy sailor lost his brooch on Oak Island, a beautiful brooch, a maritime brooch. And how do we know it's a maritime brooch? Because it was in the pattern of rope with a leaf on top of it. And that made it special. Also on Oak Island, ancient dynamite. Signs of ancient dynamite in Smith's Cove. That came from the 1800s. Wow. More intriguing wood found underground on Oak Island. Now you may say, well, it's called Oak Island. What's the big concern about intriguing wood? This was wood that was cut and buried underground for a specific purpose. And that purpose was, of course, hiding the Holy Grail and $500 million of gold. And Smith's Cove may be more key to finding the Holy Grail than ever before. There is a little bit of a controversy behind the scenes on Oak Island. Jack Begley, Paul Troutman, and Dave Blankenship featured in previous year's episodes. This year, not so much, because they've become replaced by Alex Legina. And they've become quite jealous of Alex Legina. Fresh, young Legina has arisen as a key ingredient to this year's Curse of Oak Island. We're watching it for you. Number one show on TV. From Muskegon, Michigan, I'm Velo Hool for your Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. You get to mine Walter's favorite things. From WTKI in Huntsville, there's Dorothy. I love Dorothy's. My daughter is named Dorothy. Hello, Dorothy. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hi. You know, names is what that means. You know what it means?
From heaven sent.
Gift of God. For God to gift of men. Yes, we are, I guess.
Some days she is a gift from God, and some days she is a teenager.
Okay.
And now my question to you is, as in order to win one of Walter's favorite things, you need to participate in a heated talk radio discussion. Which do you think is right, CNN or Fox News, Dorothy?
Fox News. I think you're more fair, unbiased.
You believe that Fox News is more fair?
I think you're more fair and unbiased, if you want to compare the two.
Have you ever seen a Democrat on Fox News?
rare, if they get an interview.
Have you ever heard a top 40 song on Fox News? Or do they all seem to be country songs?
What was that again? About a country song?
Exactly right. Congratulations. Now you, Dorothy, at WTKI in Huntsville, Alabama, are going to win one of my favorite things. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here it is.
A new can of Diet Cherry 7-Up.
A Diet Cherry 7-Up. Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
And now, for a bonus, to get a pass out of not having to deal with your relatives, tell me who this voice is.
Nice. I have no idea the kinds of places I grew up in. When I was a kid, I thought that houses like this only existed on TV.
Who do you think that is, Dorothy?
I don't know. Did I hear it again?
No. Thank you very much for your call. Hold on.
Okay.
We'll get your address, and we're going to send you a Diet Cherry 7-Up, 888-688-WALT. It's the night of prizes and gifts for the holidays. Walter's favorite things. Ellen has favorite things. Oprah has favorite things. And Walter has favorite things. It's a spectacular night. 888-688-WALT. Get in on the free gift giving. All right, this is Sterling on Sunday at 43 past the hour.
I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Sterling on Sunday now presents It's Boner Time.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is a better gift for the holidays than a boner on demand? Let me suggest to you that if you need a little help from the little blue pill, that means that you're well endowed. Only people who are well endowed, only guys who are a little extra big, need a little extra help by going to forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. You're practically admitting that you need, that you're well endowed. By going to forhims.com/Walter, you're like admitting that you're well endowed. And what would be a better gift for your partner at the holidays than a boner on demand? You can get that with the little blue pill. Now it's in generic form. It's much cheaper than it was 20 years ago when it first came out, and it was like $8,000 for a boner. Now it's reasonably priced and specially priced at forhims.com/Walter. Go to forhims.com/Walter, and you get a special offer right now. There's a special free subscription offer right now. To get a prescription medicine, you need to talk to a doctor who will determine whether or not this is right for you. Walter Sterling, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I am so excited about this. Oh, my God. Remember when you were a teenager and you played post office? Well, now you can play post office for real. Now you can actually have a post office in your office. You can have a post office in your home. Isn't this the time of year when it would be great to have a post office in your home? Now there's one in your home. Stamps.com, promo code Walter. Stamps.com, promo code Walter, puts every single service of the U.S. Post Office in your home. You don't have time to stand in line. You're running a business. You're working the second and third shift like me right now. How the heck do you and I get to the post office? We can't. And even if you work during the day, what happens? You go to the post office, it closes at 4, you get there at 4:01. Now, Stamps.com puts a post office in your home. You get discounts on stamps, you get discounts on priority mail, and you get a beautiful digital scale for free. Go to stamps.com, promo code Walter. Stamps.com, promo code Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday. Kim in the Florida Keys, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. These are Walter's favorite things. Welcome.
Hi, Walter.
Is it exciting to speak to me, Kim?
It is exciting, and I called because you said you were going to talk about talk radio things. I have been listening to talk radio longer than anybody else was going to call your show tonight.
Have you always lived in South Florida?
No. I did not always live in South Florida. I used to listen to Jerry Williams. Now, you'll know what market he was in.
Boston and Philly and Miami.
And Boston.
I said Boston and Philly and Miami.
And Gene Burns, another old-time radio talker.
San Francisco and Boston.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the reason I asked you if you're always in South Florida is because I was in love with Neil Rogers.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
But that's not when I said talk radio. I said we're going to talk about a talk radio topic, like what talk show hosts talk about, dreary, miserable, horrible. They have nothing else to discuss things. So let's see. You live in the Florida Keys. So, Kim, in the Florida Keys, for a Walter's favorite things, how do you feel about global warming and the tidal surges in South Florida?
It's false.
Why do you say that, Kim?
Somehow I don't believe a thing about global warming.
You haven't seen a rise in the boats around your house?
Rising tide raises all boats.
Where in the Keys do you live? Which key?
Isla Mirada.
Can we visit you for a week in a month?
Absolutely. And you can even bring the family members that you want to spend time with, which means you're coming alone.
Very good, Kim. You're going to you get the bonus. All right, here's what you win as one of Walter's favorite things. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here it is.
A new pair of broken earphones, actually worn by Walter.
And for the bonus prize, which you've already won, who do you think this is?
Nice. I have no idea the kinds of places I grew up in. When I was a kid, I thought that houses like this only existed on TV.
Any idea, Kim?
Kim Basinger.
No. No, but I appreciate the fact that you guessed somebody who's a celebrity and not a politician, and someone who is alive in this century and not Doris Day. You're way ahead, Kim. It's amazing to me how everybody guesses, is it AOC? No, it's not an obscure congresswoman from Queens. It's not an obscure congresswoman from Queens. And it's not a dead person. It's a very large-breasted, beautiful actress. And somebody we should all be proud of and emulate. Kim, hold on a second. We will get you your address so that we can send you one of Walter's favorite things. Steve in Little Rock on KARN, home of Doc Washburn. And by the way, boys at KARN, a little respect to Mr. Sterling. Please keep that in your decision tree as you review your career. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a little theory on Oak Island. I heard a congressman a few years back talk about there would be too many, if we got too many people on Guam, it would flip the island over. So what I'm thinking is when there was lots of pirates and all their pirates' friends, they got on one side of the island, Oak Island, and they flipped it over. And they buried all their booty on the bottom of the island, and then they flipped it back over. But as all the pirates got killed off and arrested, they didn't have enough pirate friends to flip it back over, so the island's not really cursed. When they sail by, now all they can do is curse at it. So it's not cursed. They just curse at the island.
Why is it that all gold is cursed? Like the curse of Civil War, the curse of Civil War gold, the curse of Oak Island gold. Why is all gold cursed? Did you ever wonder about that, Steve?
Well, that's only the poor people. They curse because they don't have any.
That's a really good point. But there is nothing on Oak Island. The only gold on Oak Island are all the commercials the History Channel is selling.
I think it's on the bottom.
Steve, you have way too much time to imagine. Are you ready to win your Walter's favorite thing? Are you ready to win a Walter's favorite thing?
Yes, sir. Only if you'll adopt me and take me to Florida when you go see Kim.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. I think she'd be horrified to meet you, Steve, even though she'd be delighted to meet me. All right, let's talk about one of the things that old-fashioned talk radio talks about. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, should we get rid of the Electoral College? I say no.
No, sir. No way.
Why not? Why do you say no, Steve?
because it got Trump elected.
All right, now here's your prize from Walter's favorite thing.
Another format trick stolen from radio legend Big Wilson.
And in a holiday bonus track, you will win a free pass to not have to deal with your relatives from now till Christmas if you can identify this voice.
Steve. Nice. I have no idea the kinds of places I grew up in. When I was a kid, I thought that houses like this only existed on TV.
Who do you think that is?
It kind of sounds like Julia Roberts.
Again, I am so proud of you. It's a celebrity, that's right. She's alive. Hey, you know, is that Doris Day? And it's of this century. It's not right, but it's a good guess. Hold on. And James is going to take your information and send you your Walter's favorite thing gift. If you would like to get one of Walter's favorite things, like Ellen has favorite things and Oprah has favorite things, and they randomly, recklessly throw them out to their audience, you can. Call me, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, and we'll send one to you if you play along and participate in an old-fashioned talk radio topic. One of those old-fashioned talk radio topics. 888-688-WALT. We're having fun now. It's a big show. It's a network show. And it's the last day of a four-day weekend. When I was single, I couldn't wait for these four-day weekends to end because there was nothing to do. I'd go to work, and then I'd go home. I was thrilled that I still got mail on Friday and Saturday because I was such a loser. To me, that was great. I could still get mail. But there was nothing to do. I could feel the city. I could feel where I lived fill up again on Sunday night, and it was very reassuring. It felt great. I loved hitting a traffic jam coming back on a Sunday night. But now that I have kids, it's like, oh, my God, could this please go on forever and I don't have to deal with them in the morning? Could I please not have to deal with them in the morning? Coming up tonight, we have the usual edition with Randy Thomas, a very special usual edition, because you'll get to hear an episode and then you'll get to hear about who the heck Randy Thomas is, the host of the usual edition. And we will have, ready, Bad College Radio. There's nothing more amazing than hitting a radio station at 88.1, 88.7, and going, what the heck is this? This is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. And then you realize it's the local community college station. It's a stunning experiment. And we will have more discussion about the Curse of Oak Island. Is something else big I got for you? Oh, yes, more giveaways in Walter's Favorite Things. And I will tell you the epic story. The story that reverberates throughout North Jersey, Aunt Martha, and the one word that ruined Thanksgiving, Sterling on Sunday.
On Sunday, weather is getting worse for millions tonight and to start the work week tomorrow. It's already been a great challenge through most of the day today to the Northeast. But all the ice storm warnings are now canceled, though thousands of flights are also canceled for tomorrow. Here's the problem. The latest Pacific storm sweeping across the country is slowing down, and a new coastal low is forming over the Atlantic near Boston, able to generate more snow back into the region for Monday. Heaviest snows from the wild of Pennsylvania into the Green Mountains of Vermont. And that means only a half an inch of snow in New York City, but Boston has a winter weather advisory for 3 to 6 inches of snow. And all the areas inland from the coast are under winter storm warning tonight. For over a foot of snow possible tomorrow and gusty winds creating near blizzard conditions. Winter storm warnings are continuing tonight in the upper Midwest too. More locally heavy snowfall and a rarity for this region. Many school districts are closed tomorrow. Plus, there are still winter problems out west. Heavy snow crossing the Sierra Nevada, portions of Oregon. Lots of advisories, hazardous travel. However, this will improve tomorrow. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, there's Ben White, Charlie Green, John Harper, Phil Luker, Beryl Kravitz. Hello, Beryl. sent me the best Christmas card ever. D. Wells, John Kelly, Rose, Mary Furlong, and her mom, Eddie Valdez, Irene Robertson, Annie Knupp. These are my Midnight Misfits. Welcome. You can be a Midnight Misfit, too. Here's all you have to do. Go to waltermsterling.com. Click on the Midnight Misfit tab and just register your name. And you will instantly get a secret decoder card. Because every week I give a message in code, in code. And you get to encode it and find out what the secret message is. There's Nathan Tester and Nup. Mary and Jewel Riley. Is that the most beautiful name you ever heard in your life? Let's sing it together. Mary and Jewel Riley. Ready? Mary and Jewel Riley. I've desecrated her name by singing it with my voice. Mike in Orlando, Florida. Welcome to Walter's Favorite Things. Like Ellen's Favorite Things, Oprah's Favorite Things, tonight we are giving away Walter's Favorite Things. Mike, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Mike. Walter. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for having me.
Mm.
Exciting.
I'm eating a sandwich right now.
Yeah. So cool.
Now, Mike, in order for you to win one of my favorite things, you have to participate in a talk radio topic, a traditional old-fashioned talk radio topic. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. I am ready.
I say there should be no fluoride in our water. How do you feel, Mike?
Oh, I was vastly unprepared for this question. Well, since you probably need a good argument, I will disagree.
Are you a dentist, Mike? What authority do you have to disagree with me, a real talk show host?
I'm a Mountie, so that doesn't really help the case, but yeah, that's what I do. I'm like the Mountie, so.
You're in Orlando and you're Canadian?
Yes, sir.
So you believe in socialized medicine?
All the time, actually. Yeah, quite a bit.
What Americans don't understand about Canadian medicine is, number one, there are very few, almost no Canadians compared to the population of the United States. And number two, they listen to radio stations that start with the letter C. And number three, you got to wait 18 years for an X-ray. Is that right?
Yeah, that's about accurate, yeah.
All right, congratulations. Now you're going to, this is what you win as one of Walter's favorite things.
Another format trick stolen from radio legend Big Wilson.
That's fantastic. Good for you, Mike. We're going to ask you to hold on in a second to get your address, and we will send that to you. Plus, you could win a pass to get out of all of the holidays with your annoying relatives for the rest of the month. You just have to guess this mystery voice of a large-breasted woman.
Nice. I have no idea the kinds of places I grew up in. When I was a kid, I thought that houses like this only existed on TV.
Oh, my God, Mike, who do you think that is?
Not a clue. I'm going to say Pamela Anderson.
That's a good, in fact, that's a better guess. That is a profoundly metaphysical, really good guess. Not right.
Thank you.
But a really good guess. All right, hold on. We'll send you your one of Walter's favorite things. Mike and Ellenwood, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, Walt. Glad to be with you, Mike.
Mike, are you ready for your talk radio topic?
I've been waiting for this the better part of my life.
I say America is not a racist country. It can't be because we elected a black president.
No, we didn't. They did.
Congratulations. Here's one of Walter's favorite things.
A new thumb drive of Judy's jokes.
Oh, my God, how lucky are you?
I'm amazing. I've done nothing to deserve this either.
would you like to have the opportunity to get a free pass that gets you out of having to deal with all of your relatives the rest of the month?
Most definitely.
All right, you have to identify this voice.
Nice.
I have no idea
the kinds of places I grew up in. When I was a kid, I thought that houses like this only existed on TV.
And who do you think that is, Mike?
I know exactly who that is. That's Dolly Parton.
No. No. Why do you think that? Why do you think that's Dolly Parton?
Man, you said large breasts. That's the only thing I can think of.
I appreciate and respect your perspective. Hold on, Mike. James will take down your information so you can get one of Walter's favorite things. I'm drinking Diet Cherry 7-Up on Bill White's radio station in Sacramento, KFBK, an iHeart station. It should make the other iHeart executives go, well, wait a minute, why aren't we airing this show? If Bill White likes this show, why don't we air this show? Those are the questions, and the only questions, if you're an iHeart executive, that you should be wondering why, except have you sent John Sykes a congratulatory note yet, congratulating him for being the new CEO of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? John Sykes, who's on the Newhouse Advisory Board with me, and a really good guy and super smart, but more importantly, looks amazing in a suit. I have never, ever in my life seen anybody look as good in a suit as John Sykes. Holy crow. Oh, my God. Michael Garay, D. Wells, Ann Knupp, Judith J.G., these are my Midnight Misfits. We have many. Johnny Z., Margaret Sherwood, John Sivers, Fred Yarborough, Harvey Holliday, Anita Tyer, Doug West, welcome. These are the Midnight Misfits. And I'd love for you to be a Midnight Misfit. Just go to the WalterMSterling.com page, WalterMSterling.com page, and fill in your name. That's all you got to do. It's free. And finally, you get to be a part of something. Finally, you get to be a part of something you want to be a part of and not your family. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's 15 past the hour, and this is Sterling on Sunday. I was so excited. About 6 weeks ago, I used a product made by CBD Distilleries. CBD Distilleries. They make products that have the benefit of marijuana without the side effects, without getting you high. They have all the benefits of marijuana without getting you high. And I put on the CBD distillery salve on my thumbs. Now, the reason I put it on my thumbs is because I type all day, you know, fevered memos, fevered emails to corporate executives saying, please clear Sterling on Sunday. And I'm typing, and my thumbs get sore. And I'm left-handed, so everything is made wrong for me. It always has been. My thumbs get really sore. I put on the CBD distillery salve. And immediately the pain went away. I'm not kidding. Here's the sequence of events. Then I went to my business manager, Craig Kitchen. I said, can we get CBD Distillery as a sponsor on Sterling on Sunday? I was using the product. I had bought the product with my own money. I was enjoying the results. And then I said, let's get them as an advertiser. And son of a gun, and this never happens. And I mean this, it never happens. He did. If I went to a traditional sales department, I'd be waiting 14 years for this to be showing up on this show. But Craig Kitchen got it done. Sound Mind got it done. Because I wanted to share this information with you. CBD Distillery makes products that have the benefits of marijuana without the side effects, without the troubles. Now, let me get this right, because I have to get it exactly right. If you haven't tried CBD for whatever your health concerns or for long-term wellness, you need to check it out. Whenever you get CBD products is crucial. Where you get them is crucial. Rely on CBDistillery.com for their quality control, independent lab test, and nearly 250,000 customers. Go to CBDistillery.com and enter Walter for 20% off, and again, write Walter for 20% off at cbdistilleries.com. cbdistillery.com. This is Sterling on site. At 35 past the hour, you're going to hear the story of Aunt Martha and the one word she said that ruined Thanksgiving. One word. Camille, listening in St. Louis, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Camille, you're on the air.
Hello there.
Hello there, Camille. Camille?
Yes.
Camille, are you ready for your talk radio question?
I am very ready.
And then you will win one of Walter's favorite things. No other show does anything like this. Does Ryan Record do anything like this?
Well, I don't think so, because this is the first time I've ever heard this show, and it grabbed my attention immediately.
I'm a grabber, but not in an inappropriate way. Never inappropriate. All right. I say that kids spend too much time on their cell phones.
Is going to come up the same way.
Camille, that's a very interesting point of view. I think we're very much in aligned. Here's what you win. That's one of Walter's favorite things.
A new thumb drive of Judy's jokes.
It must feel great to be winning one of Judy's jokes. And now, for a free pass to not have to see any of your relatives the rest of the year, guess this mystery voice.
Nice. I have no idea the kinds of places I grew up in. When I was a kid, I thought that houses like this only existed on TV.
And Camille in St. Louis, who do you think that is?
I think it's Holly Madison.
Wow. Whoa. Finally. You and I have very much aligned interests. Very much aligned interests. Anything Holly Madison would say or do, I'd find fascinating. And that'll be a good guess for a future mystery voice, but that's not it. I want you to hold on. We're going to get you Walter's favorite thing. I appreciate it. Judy has her joke. Judy, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Happy Thanksgiving. Every week, Judy calls us with a terrible joke. What's your terrible joke this week, Judy?
Okay. What does a limp turkey say?
What does a limp turkey say, Judy?
Wobble, wobble.
Oh, it's so embarrassing. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Deborah, listening to KRKN. Welcome to the big show. How are you?
I'm absolutely terrific.
Are you thrilled to be on the Giant Show and win one of Walter's favorite things?
Most certainly.
All right. In order to do that, you have to participate in a traditional, old-fashioned, older demo talk radio, traditional talk radio topic. Are you ready to do that?
Yes, I am.
I say that schools should be year-round, 365 days a year. How do you feel about that, Deborah?
I agree.
Unbelievable. All right, here's one of Walter's favorite things that you win, Deborah.
A new string of lights for the laundry room from China.
Yes, we broadcast from the laundry room. That's not a joke. It's not figurative. I am literally in the laundry room of my suburban home. I am in the laundry room of my suburban home and not in the living room because women decide where men sit. Sit over there. You know, it's like women say, well, no, you're not putting all that equipment in my living room. Well, isn't it my living room too? No, you're not putting all that stuff in my living room. Deborah, in order to get a free pass to not have to see your relatives the rest of the year, I'm going to let you guess the mystery voice. Please listen carefully.
Nice. I have no idea the kinds of places I grew up in. When I was a kid, I thought that houses like this only existed on TV.
Deborah, for a free pass to not have to see your relatives the rest of the year, who do you think that is?
Anna Nicole Smith.
No. Here's, I'll give you a general clue. about how I do it. They're always alive, and they're never a politician. You got half of it right. It's an actress. You got half of it right. But I'm proud of you. You did good. Hold on, please. We will get your address, and we will send you lights from China. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. We are giving away Walter's favorite things. Ellen had favorite things. Oprah has favorite things. But I think we're all a little tired of Oprah's favorite things. I find something distasteful about the favorite thing. Here are people like you and me who have no money. Our credit cards are maxed. We think that a trip to Walmart is a very luxurious trip. And there are people who are sitting in a TV audience in Los Angeles or New York, and all they had to do was sit there, and Oprah and Ellen give them stuff for nothing. Seems to me you should get stuff for doing nothing, too. Major on WPHT in Philadelphia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Major. Congratulations. You're going to win one of Walter's favorite things. How are you?
Not too bad.
Which city are you in? Are you in Philly or a suburb?
Right outside Montgomery County.
No. What town?
Jenkintown.
Jenkintown, yeah. I have relatives who live in Newtown. Many people make the mistake of
Newtown's in Bucks County. And then there's a Newtown Bucks County, Newtown. I'm thinking of Newtown Square. That's in Delaware County.
Where do you go for pizza, Major?
In the city, a place called Tacanelli's.
Tacanelli's, where they weigh it ahead of time.
Yeah. If I really want a piece of pizza. But I got a local yokel. They only charged me $1 a slice because I helped them get in a locked car one night.
and you make sure his windows don't get hurt.
Oh, no. And I have techniques from training, you know. We have equipment.
What kind of training? What kind of training for the pizzeria, Major?
Well, I have law enforcement training. I have equipment.
When I do a remote.
No, I got into his vehicle. He locked his two sets of keys in a vehicle, and rather than break the window and get ballistic, we did it very casually. And so I, every time I go there, I only pay $1 for a pizza. Sometimes I get the whole pizza for free.
When I do a remote broadcast from Philadelphia, can I hire you as muscle?
Absolutely. I'm a trainer for Glock, the gun company.
Oh, how cool are you? You have to come on as a guest. Oh, my God, you have to come on as a guest. First, let me give you your one of Walter's favorite things.
A new box of OxyClean.
What's that, for dentures?
That's for detergent. That's for your laundry. And now, for a pass to not have to see your relatives at all this holiday season, tell me who this
is. Nice. I have no idea the kinds of places I grew up in. When I was a kid, I thought that houses like this only existed on TV.
Who is that?
And this is a living person, correct?
Yes.
Is it a Pennsylvania person originally?
I don't know.
Of the person I met.
I don't know.
Is she an actress?
Yes.
Sharon Stone?
Great guess. Fantastic guess, Major. Hold on. We'll get your address so we can send you the OxyClean. I appreciate it.
Was it Sharon? Because I met her. Her father worked for Channel Lock Tool Company.
No. Thank you. Hold on, Major. Thank you very much for your call. All right. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Coming up, we're going to have the amazing story of Aunt Martha and how one word from Aunt Martha destroyed Thanksgiving. Plus, we're going to have an amazing edition of The Usual Edition, our critique of public radio and a profile of Randy Thomas, who is the astonishing host of The Usual Edition. I'm Walter M. Sterling on a holiday night.
Sterling on Sunday, weather with what to expect for the first week of December. The pattern may in fact get quiet for a couple of days, but the focus is tomorrow and the snow tomorrow, reaching from northeast Tennessee up to New Hampshire, ice in the Ohio Valley and southeast Pennsylvania, heaviest snows up to Vermont. And the latest Pacific storm will be weakening, rain San Francisco, snow Nevada and Oregon into Idaho. Tuesday snows for Maine, lake effect snows into lower Michigan, and it's the wet season, central California. California. Wednesday, the lake effect snows really expand on gusty northwest winds from Ohio, PA, and New York State. And that Pacific rain gets jump-started Wednesday, expanding rains across Southern California, Arizona, snow in the Great Basin, and Utah. And that's the focus on the end of the week. Though this event will be much smaller, with less rain and snow, the heaviest from the Gulf to New England on Friday, then more cold in the center of the country, and a new Pacific storm up and down the I-5 corridor on Friday, ready to head east next weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour, all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Bad College Radio.
Yes, you run into some weird programming formats in college radio. One is the Sunday specialty shows, ranging from insufferable movie discussions to musical theater to mock cooking shows, and sometimes all three at once. Here are a few examples for you to listen to and cringe.
Hello and welcome to Movie Madhouse. I hope everybody's having a fantastic Sunday afternoon. I am sitting in the studio with my two co-hosts. My name is Joe. Kyle,
yeah.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Well, despite the fact that there was a dead possum on my roommate's car this morning, which was weird. But that's, it's fine. It's fine, though, because we watched movies this weekend, and I like movies. So, yeah.
I like movies, too. You want to be friends? Bryce, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
I woke up this morning. I was told to come to a studio, and I'm being held against my will right now.
I mean, yeah, sorry.
We're currently in Nakatomi Tower, where Bryce is in here without shoes, and I am Hans Gruber.
Once again, you are listening to Movie Madhouse.
We're pee haters here on the show. Welcome to Radio Recipes.
Challenge ingredient fight. Challenge ingredient.
Just what is today's challenge ingredient, you ask? Well, thank you, glass animals. It's mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is going to be our challenge ingredient to put in a smoothie. And I'm so glad I have a professional chef on my side today, because I don't really know how we're going to get that done.
Oh, mayonnaise goes good with everything.
That's what I hear, but it's just going to be kind of hard to incorporate it in a smoothie. I don't know if you've thought about the implications there.
Well, with the bananas and the strawberries. Delicious.
I don't think that's the way we're going to go today. But before we get started on that, I did interview Spider-Man recently. And he's one of my best friends. I'm just going to go ahead and put him on up. That's my boy.
That's Bad College Radio for this week. Questions or comments, email heartlandheadlines@gmail.com. From the Radio Nomad Winnebago in Studio A, I'm James Copeland in Wichita, Kansas.
I'm really broadcasting from a laundry room, and James Copeland is really broadcasting from a Winnebago. I'll tell you, it's state-of-the-art media unlike anything ever. Nothing else can touch this. KMOX, can you believe we're on KMOX and KFBK? I got the nicest note from Jim Gracie, who programs KDKA. I'm just looking at something. KDKA in Pittsburgh, America's first radio station, programmed by Jim Gracie. What an honor to be on KDKA, and therefore I have a gift for you.
Sterling on Sunday, story time.
I'm going to tell you the story about Aunt Martha and the one word that she said that ruined Thanksgiving. It is possible to ruin Thanksgiving with one word. My Aunt Martha was a formidable woman. When you think about an Aunt Martha, when you think about a woman from the past who wore doily dresses, you think of a woman who may not have been the brightest. My Aunt Martha was a woman of accomplishment. She owned two businesses. She owned two cars, and she lived alone. Why did she own two cars? I'm going to tell you something that was a thing. She had a car for the highway and a car for the local roads. The new car was for the highway, and the older Oldsmobile was for the local roads. And she had been married to an unusually handsome man, Uncle Charlie. Uncle Charlie was a successful, handsome guy. We all were like, how did that happen? Then he died and she lived alone. And like I say, she was on the board of directors of a bank. She owned businesses. She owned two cars. This was a smart woman. But she did not fit in. She was the first misfit that I ever knew. Like you, she was a midnight misfit. Like Bill White, she was a midnight misfit. She didn't fit in. And part of the reason she didn't fit in, and you've known people like this, she did not have children. And because she didn't have children, she did not know how to communicate with a seven-year-old. She did not understand our priorities. But we understood one thing about Aunt Martha. When she showed up, there was a $5 or $10 bill that arrived in our hands. This was a good thing. Therefore, we were happy to see her. Not happy to hang around, but happy to see her. Aunt Martha had waddle hanging from her arms, from her neck, from her chin. When she sat down, her body kept moving. She didn't ever actually sit still. Her arms would jiggle. I said to my mother about a month before Thanksgiving, I said, we should invite Aunt Martha over for Thanksgiving. Now, I knew that my Aunt Martha was not one of my mother's favorites, but my mother tolerated people for the sake of her children. She would tolerate people for the sake of her children. It was okay for the sake of her children. And sure enough, I said to her, can we invite Aunt Martha over for Thanksgiving? Silence. I raised it again a week later. I said to my mother, can we invite Aunt Martha over for Thanksgiving? Now, my mother, this is important to the story, was a great cook. My mother had no ego about cooking. It was at a point in history where it was necessary for her to cook. And therefore, she was going to do it well. I never once heard her brag about her cooking. I never once heard her say, you should eat this because it's so good. Never. That's just not the way she worked. It never occurred to her to communicate that way. I said to her, let's have Aunt Martha over for Thanksgiving. And every now and then, a couple times a year, my mother would look at me with mom eyes. And this time she looked at me with mom eyes. And she said, all right, you can have Aunt Martha over for Thanksgiving. Well, that's the gauntlet being thrown down right there. You can have Aunt Martha come over for Thanksgiving. And then what followed was one of those epic conversations that takes place in a family that reverberates for the rest of your life. And that's coming up in just seconds. At 43 past the hour on Sterling on Sunday. Let me tell you about the joy of going to the post office at this time of year. What could be better than going to the post office at this time of year? Right. Bad idea. Who needs to go to the post office at this time of year? We need stamps. We need certified mail. We need packages to be weighed properly. And get out. Oh, yeah, you don't have to go to the post office. How do I know how much it should weigh? Problems solved at stamps.com, promo code Walter. Stamps.com, promo code Walter. Stamps.com, promo code Walter. You get 5 cents off on each stamp. You get 20% off on certified mail. Did you hear me? 20% off on certified mail. And the best part is when you go to stamps.com, promo code Walter, you get a beautiful digital scale. Not one of those cheap springy scales that you steal from your mailroom at work. No, this is a terrific, nicely made stainless steel scale that weighs things properly, generates the right postage just for you. You got to see this special offer. Go to stamps.com, promo code Walter, and get all of the information. This, my friends, is Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Sterling on Sunday now presents It's Boner Time. I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Sterling on Sunday now presents It's Boner Time.
What is a bigger gift for the holidays than a boner on demand? Now, you know about the little blue pill, and you know that it's a medicine. Why is it a medicine? It's not like, you know, a mint. It's a medicine because having trouble getting a boner is a medical condition. And I would suggest to you that if you are a particularly well-endowed man, to go to forhims.com/Walter is an admission that you're well-endowed. You're telling the world, I am well-endowed and I need a little help. Any guy who's well-endowed needs a little help. Go to forhims.com/Walter and get all the information about the right price for boner medicine. Boner medicine can only be given after a consultation with a real physician who will give you a prescription if it's exactly right for you. forhims.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday. All right, we're live on a Sunday night. You and I are driving back from the four-day weekend. This is the sweetest time to be on the radio. This is the best time to be on the radio because you are in your media room. That 18-wheeler cab, that's your media room. And look at the lights on the dash. And the temperature's exactly the way you want it. And you have your beverage in the cup holder just right. The coffee's exactly at the right temperature. The cab's at the right temperature. All the tires are inflated the way they should be. You're hitting $5 above the speed limit. There isn't a toll for 58 miles. And it's just you and me. I love talking with you on the radio at this time. If they said to me, Walter, why don't you be on in the morning? I would say no. Have a nice time. I know how to give the weather and the time. I don't need to practice that for 4 hours. Why don't you be on in midday? Because I don't need to scream at the Democrats. It's really well covered. I love being on the radio at this time. The only gift I would like from the universe is to be on the radio at this time 5 or 6 nights a week. Would you like that? That'd be great. You and I got to spend that kind of time together. Because then I could tell you more stories like Aunt Martha and the one word that destroyed Thanksgiving. My Aunt Martha was a formidable woman. She was a large woman. And you know, large women think differently. And she was a woman of means. Every single penny she had, she earned. She owned 2 businesses. She was on the board of directors of a local bank. She was a very successful woman. She lived alone. She did not have children. And when you don't have children, you think differently. She viewed the world differently. She was not quite in sync with kids. I said to my mother in Maplewood, New Jersey, I said, Mom, let's invite Aunt Martha over for Thanksgiving dinner. And my mother looks at me and says nothing. And a week later, I bring it up again. I said, let's invite Aunt Martha over for Thanksgiving. Why? Well, because I knew when Aunt Martha came over, it would be $10 for each of us. Each of us kids would get $5 or $10, and why not? You know, she was alone. Who'd want to leave her alone? We didn't want to leave her alone. We wanted her to be with us at Thanksgiving and slip us $10. And when you're 9, and sadly, to this day, $10 is a lot of money. Aunt Martha comes over. Aunt Martha, my mother looks at me and says, all right, here's the deal, Walter. Because, you know, I was raised in North Jersey, and everything's a deal. Everything's a deal. Training us for economy of the streets. You want Aunt Martha to come over, here's what's going to happen. You're going to call her, and you're going to ask her to come over. And then she's going to sit next to you at Thanksgiving. This is what my mother said. It wasn't too heavy-handed. She wasn't going to guilt me up the wazoo about this. She knew there was some altruism in inviting a nice older woman over for Thanksgiving. I call up Aunt Bertha. And what I say? Aunt Martha, Bertha's the other story I'll tell you next week. Aunt Martha, and I say, hey, Martha, Aunt Martha, it's little Walter. Oh, little Walter, because my father's name is also Walter. So to this day, he's 93. and my and I'm little Walter. Oh, it's little Walter. Yes, it's little Walter. We would like you to come over for Thanksgiving. And now she says, oh, that would be lovely. What time do you want me there? And we tell her, remember, my mother is a world-class cook. I mention at some point to my grandmother, my mother's mother, also a world-class cook, that I have invited Martha over for Thanksgiving. I've invited Martha over for Thanksgiving. My grandmother, a very pragmatic registered nurse, looks at me and says, what were you thinking? What are you thinking? What do you mean you invited her over? That's not going to end well. It's not going to go. It's not going to go well. Well, it's too late. She's coming over. My grandmother's looking at me like, you're nuts. My mother's looking at me with silence, which is worse. And my father is la-di-da-di-da. Oh, that'll be nice to see my aunt Martha. Before Thanksgiving, my mother in passing says to me, what do you suppose Martha will find to be wrong with the meal? And I'm thinking, there's nothing wrong with the meal. You're making the meal. You're a great cook. Every meal you've ever made is fantastic. We love your food. It's fantastic. My mother's looking at me like, well, I'll bet you that Martha finds something wrong with the meal. She always seems to find something wrong with the meal. I'm thinking this is impossible. And then I realized that if 3 weeks ago my mother had expressed this concern, I would not have invited Martha over. But no one had expressed this concern to me. This was new information. I was getting new information. All right, it's 54 past the hour. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. And what you and I are listening to is my Aunt Martha Can Ruin Anything with One Word story. Maybe you have a relative like this. Do you have a relative like this? I bet you do. One relative where everything seems fine. They show up. They're dressed nicely. They have money. They're not going to annoy you for anything. But they will say one thing that will ruin the event. One word. My wife says, yeah, that's you, Walter. You're the one who will say one thing to ruin the to ruin everything. Just say everything on the air. And I'm telling you about the story of my Aunt Martha, who said one word and ruined Thanksgiving. I invited her over. I was responsible. She comes over, and my mother had said, she will sit next to you at Thanksgiving dinner, Walter. And she sat next to me at Thanksgiving dinner. And we sat there, and she went through the sweet potatoes and the amazing mashed potatoes that I can still taste that my mother made that were breathtaking, perfect. And the stuffing, my mother made the best stuffing. It was great. It was a traditional, fantastic Thanksgiving dinner that had nothing wrong with it. I mean nothing wrong with it. The dishes are cleared. Everything's taken off the table. Now my mother's spectacular pecan pie came out. My mother made a pecan pie that was all flavor and no weight. It had no weight to it. That's hard to do. Christina Iriarty is the only other person I knew who could make pies with no weight. And my mother, I don't know how she did it, but she did. Now that the dishes are being cleared away, my grandmother's looking at me, my mother's looking at me. My father's smiling as if all is well, as if nobody but me knows that something is about to go horribly wrong. My father says, wasn't that terrific, Martha? Didn't that taste great? My mother's leaving the table. She's going into the kitchen. She doesn't want to hear this avalanche of excitement. My grandmother's looking at me. And they're all looking at me. And now Martha looks across the abyss of people staring at her, waiting for her judgment. For her judgment of my mother's Thanksgiving dinner. And she says, well, the turkey was a little dry. And it echoes through the hallways of Maplewood, New Jersey, up and down our street, up and down the block, the turkey was a little dry.
Sterling on Sunday, weather is getting worse for millions tonight and to start the work week tomorrow. It's already been a great challenge through most of the day today to the northeast. But all the ice storm warnings are now canceled, though thousands of flights are also canceled for tomorrow. Here's the problem. The latest Pacific storm sweeping across the country is slowing down, and a new coastal low is forming over the Atlantic near Boston, able to generate more snow back into the region for Monday. Heaviest snows from the wild of Pennsylvania into the Green Mountains of Vermont. And that means only a half an inch of snow in New York City, but Boston has a winter weather advisory for 3 to 6 inches of snow. And all the areas inland from the coast are under winter storm warning tonight, for over a foot of snow possible tomorrow and gusty winds creating near blizzard conditions. Winter storm warnings are continuing tonight in the upper Midwest too. More locally heavy snowfall and a rarity for this region. Many school districts are closed tomorrow. Plus, there are still winter problems out west. Heavy snow crossing the Sierra Nevada, portions of Oregon, lots of advisories, hazardous travel. However, this will improve tomorrow. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Good morning. I am breathless. The talk of impeachment, it puts a beat in my walk and a thrill in my, I'm just thrilled.
This impeachment special about the impeachment of a Queens-born casino owner, DJ Trump, is made possible by everyone we ever met. Hansy hand lotion that smells like cologne worn by Hillary Clinton. Illicit. Get illicit hand lotion wherever official excuses are sold, and by the private Georgetown Collective of home decorators who are ready, set, go to redecorate homes with new move-ins throughout the area. And by members with nothing to do like you.
Everyone is on the lawn dancing today because all of our friends will now get jobs in Congress when he is impeached. That means free foie gras for all. For blind coverage, we go to Jim Kelly for the win.
I am here with a crew that is waiting for their free meals to start as soon as Donald J. Trump is asked to leave the White House. It's a joyous time. We will no longer vote. Instead, a much-awaited coronation will take place with the installation of Queen Nancy. Then the townspeople will be invited for simple pudding and mead in the castle. For Christmas, peace at last.
In the Ukraine, the military has in fact been bolstered with the addition of a new boat to the fleet. The president of the Ukraine used to be a local TV comedian, really, and he managed to get all the defense weapons necessary without dealing with that three-time married person. Let's listen to the new warship come into dock now with our overpriced live microphones.
We're expecting you.
This has been the usual edition. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and it's the freaking OJ's, man.
Soon we'll be making another run.
Now, the woman who does that is Randy Thomas. Randy Thomas is one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful, and successful voice actors alive today. Why she does this on Sterling on Sunday, no one knows. It's a great mystery. We're all mystified. But the Randy Thomas story is something you want to hear, because if there was ever a misfit, it's Randy Thomas. You're going to hear her story coming up in just seconds on The Midnight Misfits. It is great to be with you. It is such an honor to share this time with you, these 3 hours a week that big radio stations give me. And then they regret it. They look back and they say, couldn't we run a best of Dead Plant? Couldn't we run more of the cryptocurrency show? A show about a currency that's created in an imaginary land by an imaginary man. Mind from imaginary minds. Now, that sounds like a solid investment, doesn't it? Oh, my God. What the heck were you thinking? It's 11 past the hour. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. Something that never happens. What I'm about to share with you is shocking. About a month ago, I started using a product from CB Distillery, a salve. It's made from like the distillery of marijuana, but without the high. CBD is 100% legal and requires no prescription when you shop at cbdistillery.com. They make a salve. I needed it because I type a lot and my thumbs hurt. And I also have bad feet, and my feet hurt. And I was looking for something that actually worked, just didn't say it worked. And I got a hold of CB Distillery Salve, and I put it on. And you know what? It worked. It took the pain away right away. It enabled me to type as though I had no pain, because I had no pain, immediately. I'm like, this is a great product. This is amazing. I called my business manager, Craig Kitchen, who runs Sound Mind LLC. Now, he denies. He always wants to be in denial that we have a relationship. He only wants to be associated with the big guns. But I said, you know, this is some product. See if we can get them to advertise on Sterling on Sunday. And he did. A month later, here they are as part of the family. It's a privilege for me. If you haven't tried CBD for whatever your health concerns are, or for long-term wellness, you need to check it out. Where you get CBD products is crucial. Where you get CBD products is crucial. I rely on cbdistillery.com for their quality control, independent lab tests, and nearly a quarter of a million customers. This is the real deal. I used it. It took away my pain in my thumbs and my feet. And I said to Sound Mind, I said, go find them and let's get them to be part of the Sterling on Sunday family. Let's make sure they feel the love. If you have health concerns, you owe it to yourself to see what CBD can do for you. Go to cbdistillery.com and enter Walter for 20% off. Again, enter Walter for 20% off at cbdistillery.com. cbdistillery.com. This is Sterling on Sunday. All right, it's time for the Midnight Misfits to join together. Johnny Z, Margaret Sherwood, John Sivers, Fred Yangbauer, Kevy Rowe, Gilbert Lakes, Claire Daly, Charisse Labasser. What a great name. Welcome. You're the Midnight Misfits. This is where you belong. This is where you and I get to meet. We get to be safe. All the grown-ups are gone to bed. It's just us. I get to tell you my stories, and you get to tell me yours. Who else says that? No one else says that. They just want to scream at the Democrats. What could be more boring than that? We're driving across. Did you see about the snow on I-5 in California? They shut down about 20 miles of Interstate 5 in California because of snow. That's not the northern part of California. That is Southern California. Right to Malibu, there was snow. It's not supposed to happen. Randy Thomas is the incredible voice actor who does The Usual Edition. That is our very special parody of public radio. And I love Randy Thomas. I can't believe she does it. She has an amazing story, and I would like you to hear Randy Thomas's story. She just did a TEDx. I find them pretentious and annoying, and TEDx will never ask me to do one, but I'm really glad they asked Randy.
Mystery diagnosis will continue. ABC election night with George Stephanopoulos. Hooked on phonics. Call 1-800-ABCDEFG. Silence your cell phones. No, that one's real, guys. Please, make sure you silence your cell phones. My name is Randy Thomas, and as you've just heard, I am a voiceover artist, and those are some of the things I have said before. It wasn't always that way. Lifting my voice wasn't easy, and being heard was even harder. The truth is, my journey to those stages and this one here today has been a long and winding road. I grew up in a pretty innocent time, but a not so innocent home. The Brady Bunch, we were not. In fact, the only thing my mom and Carol Brady had in common is that they would both make an appearance in our home for about 30 minutes once a week. And my dad, he would have been just like Mike Brady if Mike Brady drank a lot. My awesome brothers and I were kind of nomad-like, moving around as kids, city to city, state to state, different homes, same disappointment.
Hey, John.
But then, something that would take me out of my reality, if only for a few hours, and it excited me more than anything ever had. No, not boys. That would come later. It was the radio, my turquoise blue transistor radio. It opened up for me an incredible life. I mean, the DJs were all men, but to this lost little girl, they were almost godlike. So, one night, well, I'm living on Miami Beach with my grandparents, and I'm listening to the radio, and DJ Rick Shaw, my favorite, announced that the Junior Miss Orange Bowl pageant was looking for contestants. I went, oh my gosh, do I even dare? The next day, all the kids were talking about it, and I overheard the popular girls saying they were going to enter our local qualifying pageant for Little Miss Miami Beach. My heart sank. I can't compete with those girls. So I decided, DJ Rickshaw, I'm signing off. Forget it. But then I found out that the little town of Surfside also had a qualifying pageant. So on a Friday night, I stepped upon the stage of the Surfside Community Center in a borrowed blue dress, three sizes too big, doing my best to tame my unmanageable curls. I stepped on the stage completely terrified, feeling out of my element, but knowing there was no turning back now. For a while, things weren't going so good. I was like self-conscious and watching my dream of the big time slowly slipping away. But then it was time for the girls to be interviewed. When it was my turn, I stepped up to the table. I reached into a giant glass bowl and pulled out a question. I glanced at it as I handed it to the judge. And as he read it aloud to the audience, something remarkable happened. I felt a sense of calm. It was as though a switch had gone off in my head. I mean, it had been there all the time, even through the different moves with my family. I had the switch, I just didn't know how to use it. But right now, it was definitely on. The question, what is the most inspiring book you've ever read? All of a sudden, I'm talking about Helen Keller. She was born deaf and blind, and she was mistreated by some, ignored by others, until a really kind teacher saw that Helen was more, and she opened up for her an escape hatch, and Helen went through it. Against all odds, Helen became one of our country's most admired and powerful voices. And wouldn't you know it, that night, they crowned me Little Miss Surfside. As I stood there that night, I realized two things. First of all, my pageant days were numbered. I just didn't have the hair for it. But two, that the switch had come on. And I felt that I knew if I used my voice authentically, powerfully, and wisely, that I would be heard. So cut to 5 years later, I'm living in Detroit, Michigan with my mom, enrolled in junior college, mostly because I haven't got a clue what I want to do with my life. So one day I'm sitting in the student commons and I hear a radio music playing. I found out it was the campus radio station, and suddenly the switch began to twitch. I ran as fast as my legs could carry me to the radio station door, knocked on it, and announced to the news director when he opened it, "I want to be a DJ. I want to be on the air." To which he replied, "We don't have girls here." "Okay, but how do I get on the air?" He said, "Go ask the FCC and shut the door." And I did. I was back 2 weeks later with my commercial radio broadcast license from the FCC. I got on the air and eventually became one of the first women on the radio in the city of Detroit. For the next 20 years, I enjoyed my life as a DJ from Detroit to New York, Miami, and Los Angeles. So one morning I get off my morning shift on the air and I'm handed a message, and it's from the producers of the Academy Awards. Now let me get this straight. That was not the kind of message I was used to getting. They were auditioning for the announcer of the Oscars, and did I want to audition? Okay. As I stepped into the gleaming offices, I felt a little bit like that 13-year-old girl on the Surfside Community Center stage, little out of my element, but knowing it was too late to turn back now. The producer handed me some copy, and he said, "Read it like an Oscar announcer." And suddenly I'm talking. "Live from Los Angeles, it's the Academy Awards." And they're smiling. I stop talking, and they're still smiling. And wouldn't you know it, they made me the first woman in history to announce the Oscars. And I could hear my grandmother that night saying, "Kid, you know, you got some chutzpah." So today, I am so grateful for the life that I couldn't even have fathomed as a kid. But I didn't get here alone, far from it. I was really blessed to be mentored by my dear friend, the late, great Don LaFontaine. He was the movie trailer guy. He coined the phrase, "in a world." So, in a world where a young girl can find hope in a transistor radio, answers in giant glass bowls, and often with chutzpah, the only thing going for her, that little girl is the woman standing before you today. And I would just like to say that if any of you ever encounter in your life someone who says with their words or actions, "We don't have girls here," just think of it as an invitation.
And that's why we love Randy Thomas. Randy Thomas, who's the voice of The Usual Edition on Sterling on Sunday. I have no idea why Randy does it for us, but every week she creates the voice of Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, one of the great voice actresses of all time. But there she is, a midnight misfit if there ever was one. She didn't fit in. She was one of the first women on the air in Detroit, in New York, in Los Angeles. A huge success, tremendous success, and a great lady. She's like a great lady. So we love Randy Thomas, and I thank her so much for everything that she does for Sterling on Sunday, which is mostly gives us credibility. Because if there's one thing that we lack, it's credibility. There's like no real reason for this show to be on now, is there? It's time for a Sterling Snap. I'd like you to look at what you're looking at. Take out that overpriced cell phone and take a picture of it. If you're driving, don't drive. Wait till you pull over and then take a picture of it and then email it to me. To WalterMSterling@gmail. WalterMSterling@gmail. On Tuesday or Wednesday, I'll post it on our Facebook page at Walter M. Sterling. That's our Facebook page, S-T-E-R. Walter M. Sterling is our Facebook page, and I'll post it there like Tuesday or Wednesday, because it'll take me that long to recover. Do you have any idea how long it takes me to recover? It takes me that long to recover as it took me to realize that my daughter, my 14-year-old daughter, had actually talked me into a hermit hamster. What do they call it? It's a little hamster, a dwarf hamster. And son of a gun, she kept that thing alive for a year. Now that's news. And the other news I've got is that on December 13th, my 17-year-old daughter has applied for early decision to Syracuse University. And on December 13th, we will know whether or not she gets into Syracuse University on early decision. And she'd better, because we need her out of the house. We need the room. You know, we need the room. We need the bathroom. And those are the things that actually matter. Does the dwarf hamster continue to live? Does the 17-year-old get into Syracuse on early decision? Will, I have to ask you what I should do about this. I've got to ask you what I should do about this. I sent my minivan to be repaired. And the legacy and story about the minivan needing repair is kind of epic. And I could use your advice. That's coming up in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling, live on a Sunday night at 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. My God, can you believe that we're still here? I can't believe we're still here. What is this? We're in our second year now of astonishing network success.
Sterling.
Sterling on Sunday. Weather is getting worse for millions tonight and to start the work week tomorrow. It's already been a great challenge through most of the day today to the Northeast. But all the ice storm warnings are now canceled, though thousands of flights are also canceled for tomorrow. Here's the problem. The latest Pacific storm sweeping across the country is slowing down, and a new coastal low is forming over the Atlantic near Boston, able to generate more snow back into the region for Monday. Heaviest snows from the wild of Pennsylvania into the Green Mountains of Vermont. And that means only a half an inch of snow in New York City, but Boston has a winter weather advisory for 3 to 6 inches of snow. And all the areas inland from the coast are under winter storm warning tonight, for over a foot of snow possible tomorrow and gusty winds creating near blizzard conditions. Winter storm warnings are continuing tonight in the upper Midwest too. More locally heavy snowfall and a rarity for this region. Many school districts are closed tomorrow. Plus, there are still winter problems out west. Heavy snow crossing the Sierra Nevada, portions of Oregon, lots of advisories, hazardous travel. However, this will improve tomorrow. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Well, I hope I haven't exactly provided content. That's the most disgusting thing. But hey, people say, well, you know, our job is to provide superior content. No, it's not your job. Your job is to make a show. Keith, North Pole, Arkansas, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Keith.
How you doing? And it's North Pole, Alaska.
Great. Fantastic. How you doing?
Excellent. Love your show. I think I've heard you since you've been out. So, yeah, keep it up.
And why
we even hear you out here, way out in Alaska in the middle of nowhere.
Well, believe me, I'm in the middle of nowhere. What can I do for you tonight?
I was just calling to say hi. I'm one of those people that drive for a living, so I spend 8 hours or more usually in my vehicle, and I look forward to every Sunday. You're one of the few people that actually have a lot.
Would you like to guess the mystery voice?
Sure, why not?
Why not, Keith? Here we go.
Nice. I have no idea the kinds of places I grew up in. When I was a kid, I thought that houses like this only existed on TV.
Who do you think that is?
Let's say Angela Jolie.
Good guess. Not right. I wish you a Merry Christmas, and I thank you so much for your very nice words about Sterling on Sunday. Thank you so much. Tommy, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi, Tommy.
How are you tonight, Walter?
I'm excited to talk to you. Where are you?
I am at my camp. I live in a tent, and I'm in my camp, and I'm listening to you on Sterling on Sunday. And your passion for radio drives my spirit.
You're listening on
Sunday
WSB, right? You're listening on WSB.
On WSB, yes, sir. And you have a passion for radio. It's the soundbite that you just played, her whole entire testimony was
absolutely. I have no idea what kinds of places I grew up in. When I was a kid, I thought that houses like
this. Oh, the soundbite of Randy Thomas. Isn't that amazing?
Randy Thomas is an absolute testament to sound. Man, I'll tell you, we have a drive for kids coming up in Atlanta for WSB. And if you could fly out to Atlanta and come out and make a guest appearance, oh, my Lord, it would just be so good for the kids. I mean, it would be so great for everybody involved.
Well, I would always be happy to do anything for WSB, even happier to do anything for children. And if it's a public appearance, I will show up as soon as I lose 40 pounds, no problem. All right, let's deal with my problems now. Now, it's time to deal with my problems. A few years ago, at the depth of poverty, we acquired, thanks to the generosity of my father-in-law, who loaned us the money, a 8-year-old minivan, a Dodge Caravan minivan. Through no fault of Dodge, pretty much everything was wrong with this car. And finally, about 6 months ago, it just wouldn't go. It would start, but the engine would not engage. And I assumed it was transmission trouble. Now, transmission trouble, as you know, seems to start at $2,000 to repair. $2,000 was not in the picture. It was just not in the picture. And I'm going in a parking lot one day, and I see a guy repairing his car. He's repairing his own car, and it was looked like major repair. And I went up to him, and I said, hi, maybe you could help me. I have a minivan that won't go. Can you fix it? And he said, no, but I know who can. His name is Crow. Crow. His name's Crow. He's at, and he told me the guy's address. Well, I go to this guy's address, and he doesn't have access to the driveway into his own garage. This guy's trying to eke out a living so bad that it's a real struggle for him just to keep his garage open. I tested it. I had him fix a pair of brakes. He did a great job. Charged me half of what anyone else would charge. Immaculate work. I'm like, listen, I got a minivan. A minivan? I said, it needs a new transmission. Can you fix it? He says, well, rather than you bringing it here into the hood, why don't I come to your house and I'll look at it? A month later, he still hasn't shown up. I go to see him again. I said, would you come? And he says, well, I said, I'll tell you what. Can I have it towed to you here? And he said, sure. After a couple of weeks, I had it towed to his garage in the hood. And now I'm waiting for him to answer my calls. I'm calling him on his cell, and I'm calling him on his cell. And he's not answering his phone, and he's not answering his phone. And now I go by his garage, and my minivan is nowhere to be seen. It's nowhere to be seen. I go down again. Well, there he is. Well, there was confusion. Is this your key? Because, I wasn't sure which key it was. I thought it was an electronic key. You're telling me it's this key. I said, the van will start, but I need to get it fixed. And for gosh sakes, will you answer your cell phone? Yes, I will. All right. Well, what happened next is unbelievable. And I frankly could use your advice on how to deal with them. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's 43 past the hour. And this is Sterling on Sunday.
This week on the season finale of The Cursed Oak Island, the team found
that no women ever go to Oak Island, ever, because women are smart.
This week on Oak Island,
no women ever dig on Oak Island because they aren't stupid.
This week on Oak Island,
everyone agrees to stop digging for a while. No women ever visit.
This week on Oak Island,
giant equipment can't find a damn thing on Oak Island.
We need women.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
I first heard about Dinosaur through watching The L Word. I remember they all went. It was like a whole episode. I have like this idea of Dinosaur in my head and everything I've heard about it and everything I've seen about it. And I just want to sort of experience it and see if all that is accurate.
One of my goals for this weekend is to find the trans people. I would like to know if gender queer people go, if trans people go. Maybe it's more open than we think it is.
This is going to be a special Mother's Day for me because this year she's not just my mom, but she's also my roommate.
Oh, wow, that's great. So you're living with your mom?
Well, I don't have to say it like I'm a loser. I mean, like, I know what people think. You know, they see you on TV and magazines and stuff, and they think, wow, that guy must have his own place.
Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt. You make me sick, you big baby. Baby, want a bottle?
You have no skills, and you're a loser.
My minivan back now. I'd like it fixed now. Or I'd like him to just say, I can't fix it. Maybe he can't afford the part. That's a $700, $800 part. Maybe he can't afford the part. Then I start to speculate. But I'm not going to the place of, this is a bad guy. But it's 3 months, and my minivan was towed to the hood, and it has not been returned yet. And I don't know what to do. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. It's a strange thing to meet somebody, trust them so much that you let them have your car to fix it, and then you never talk to them again for 3 months except for a second, at which time he tells you that he lost your key. But, oh, this is your key? Yes, that's my key. Oh, okay, we're good then. Oh, my gosh. I have found the Midnight Misfits of Mechanics. Midnight Misfit Mechanic. That should be the name of his business. Midnight Misfit Mechanic. And I don't want to give the guy a hard time, and I don't have a pressing need for the minivan because we have another car. But I do now have a 17-year-old, and she seems to have a pressing need for a car all the time. That's my dilemma. 888-688-WALT. What should I do to get my minivan back, oh, say, this week? Please give me advice. What should I do to get the minivan back this week? I think, you know, Crow's had it now for 3 weeks. That seems to be enough. Seems to be fair. In Dallas, Georgia, we go to Chad listening on the great WSB. Hi, Chad. What advice do you have for me, sir?
Good morning, sir. I caught this story as I was getting ready to turn it, and then I heard when you mentioned hood, and I turned it up. But it's interesting. I just wanted to give my perspective, if I may.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I kind of dealt with these kind of issues before in the past. And the way it sounds to me is that your van's there, and it's been there for a while. And by what you're telling me or what you're telling your listeners, he's a good guy. Because right away, I was going to say it's a sham. He's about to do you in. So that's pushed to the side right now, because you mentioned that he's a good guy from the previous work he has done. So I would do what you just mentioned. I will just go there and tell him, can I have my van back, because it's been taking too long and it's in need. And if he's insisting on wanting to fix it at that time, I will give him a timetable.
The shop appears to be open randomly.
Yeah, that's the hood type of shop.
And I'm supposed to call ahead.
Of course, he may be overloaded because the hood knows this guy works on cars. And I've dealt with this before, trust me. The email, the voice box, voicemail is always full. You can't get to him. Your van may be inside the garage, the reason why you're not seeing it. So he's taking his what we call shade tree time. But I will give him a time and say, hey, I need my van at this specific time, If not, I'm going to have to come get it, just point blank.
One of the reasons I trust him is that when I had the brakes fixed, and I also had my power windows fixed on a car, his when it was open, his sons worked there, and the church ladies hung out there.
Okay, so he's being consumed by other people at the time, but that still doesn't excuse the time that he's been having your van for 3 months, and evidently, for him to have your van for 3 months, he may feel that you're in no big rush at the same time.
Well, I wasn't, but after 3 months, the rush seems to be arriving.
Sure, absolutely, I agree. So that's why you should just go there and tell him that, hey, it's been 3 months now, and I'm in very need of my van. Can you give me a time, like by the end of this week, or let him give you a time when that van will be completed? And if not, I'll just have to come get it.
Thank you for the advice, Chad. I appreciate you listening to Sterling on Sunday. Jim in Atlanta, listening on WSB. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Jim.
Hi. How you doing tonight, Walt?
Okay.
I'll tell you, I work on people's old Harleys and stuff because you can't hardly, Harley Davidson dealership won't even take a motorcycle that's 2010 or older, you know, because the mechanics don't know how to work on the old bikes. I'm old and retired old Sergeant Major. I retired back 24 November 87. And what I do is that I work on old shovel head, pan head, stuff like that. But I have the guys work with me on it, or, you know, if they can't do that, then that's fine. I'll do the work myself. But I'll tell you right now, if you haven't seen your van and you're sitting there, it's been 3 months, I wouldn't give a advance call because he'll shut down the door and leave the house or whatever so that he isn't there when you call. I drive by one evening around, say, 6:30, 7:30, and see how your van is. And if the garage is shut, ask him to see your vehicle. If you don't see your vehicle, you might want to ask him, where is it at? He could have used it for parts on the other vehicles or something, or maybe somebody, you know, cranked it up and took it. The engine runs and stuff. I'm just saying, he might have been a nice guy at one time. I had a guy do a fender for me. And the first time he did a fender, it was wonderful. He got it right back to me and everything. I gave him a set of gas tanks to paint because I was rebuilding an old 72 shovel. It took me forever because I didn't know where he lived. I only had his phone number. Voicemail was filled up. Then sometimes it wouldn't be, and I'd leave a message. And I finally drove up to a Home Depot over in Tucker, right at the intersection of Mountain Industrial and Jimmy Carter and all that. And he was in the parking lot there in his van. I walked over there to him, and my tanks were in the back of his van, and they still hadn't been touched. So I took them. So I'm just saying.
Well, you know, it's really good advice to not call ahead. That's excellent advice, and I appreciate it very much. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is that time where people encourage you to make donations to charity and to do good things. And let me share with you a quick piece of advice that I think may be useful. Yes, the big charities are all very nice and wonderful, and if you have money to give, give. But let me give you a suggestion that you might be more comfortable with as a midnight misfit. It goes like this. You know somebody right now who's in trouble, socially, economically, health, mental health. They have problems. You know they have problems, and you may think, I don't know what I could do for them. I can't imagine how I could help them. Call them and say, hey, how's it going? How can I help you? If you know somebody needs help, ask them what they need.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.